Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This month of October has been dedicated to growing and building our trust in God. And today, our episode is, Why Trust in God? So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. I'm sure you're familiar with the story of Jonah, one of the 12 minor prophets of the Old Testament, but he's kind of a strange prophet. The other prophets might not be thrilled about being prophets, but Jonah actually runs away from God's mission. And then, after a storm at sea and being swallowed by a whale, he's forced back to his job. And then Jonah's totally disappointed that the Ninevites actually convert and that God doesn't wipe them out. So not only does he not want to go preach in the first place, but in retrospect, he's dissatisfied that his preaching worked. In other words, Jonah resists God's will beforehand, and then he's mad about God's will afterward. He consistently refuses to conform himself to God's plan, to divine providence, and the result is he's not very happy. So how does Jonah get into this mess? What does Jonah not understand about God's plan? And how can we avoid Jonah's mindset and so avoid a life of frustration? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Before we get deep into the story and character of Jonah, let's ask a very basic question. Why should we abandon ourselves to God's providence? Why should we trust God? And why should we accept His will? Why should we conform our lives to God's directions and the course of events as guided by the divine plan? Probably there are two reasons, and both of them are based on divine attributes. The first attribute is God's omnipotence. That means God is all-powerful. And the fact that God is all-powerful means, very simply, that what He wants to happen, it's going to happen. So if you try to resist or stop God's plan, guess what? It's just an exercise in futility. So we might as well get with His program, because we're not stopping God from doing whatever He wants to do. And the second attribute is God's omnibenevolence. That just means that God is all good and all loving. And that means that we shouldn't even want to get in the way of God's plans. We don't want to throw a wrench in His projects, because His plans, His projects are really, really good. And they are really, really loving and merciful and generous. So why would we want to get in the way of that? So the only logical solution then is to go along with God's will, accept His directions, and accept the course of events as they unfold. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Jonah doesn't want the Ninevites to hear the saving message, and he certainly doesn't want to be the one to deliver that message himself. So he tries to run and hide. To run and hide from the all-powerful, all-knowing God. It's like a fish in a small glass bowl with nothing but water, trying to hide from its human owner. It's not going to work very well. God tries to show Jonah that he, God, is in control of everything. When Jonah tries to catch a boat for Tarshish, God raises up a mighty storm at sea. And when the sailors and Jonah realize what's going on, the other sailors throw Jonah into the sea. Then a great fish swallows Jonah and swims with him inside for 3 days and nights and spits him out on the shore on the way to Nineveh. That's when Jonah starts to realize there's no way to stop God's will, no way to escape from the inexorable orchestration of the Almighty God. In fact, the laws of nature themselves are at God's beck and call. And that's why we pray, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Nothing happens except what God wills or allows. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Now God could say to us, or to Jonah, look, I'm all powerful. So you'd better get with my program, because at the end of the day, it's gonna happen whether you like it or not. But God doesn't do that. God doesn't just want to flex his all-powerful muscles. He wants us to conform to his will, not just because he's powerful, but because he's good and we recognize his goodness and we love him. So when Jonah throws a fit that Nineveh actually isn't going to be destroyed, God tries to help Jonah see just how messed up his thought process is. So God causes a shade plant to spring up, and then that plant dies shortly afterward, and Jonah's mad. He really liked that plant. And God says, Jonah, you are more upset about this plant. You care more about this stupid plant than you did 100,000 human souls. Don't you think you got your priorities a little messed up? So, in other words, we don't just worship a God of power. We worship a God of love. God's going to win, but that's not the main reason we want to be on his side. We want to be on his side because he is all love, all good, all merciful. And that's exactly the way we should want to be also. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. There are two ways we conform ourselves to God's will, and it's by doing the opposite of what Jonah did. Jonah disobeyed God's instructions, and we should follow God's instructions as expressed in the Bible and in the teaching of the church. And Jonah complained about what happened. We conform ourselves to God's will precisely by not complaining about what happens, but by accepting what God allows. Because all things work for good for those who love God. Jonah provides a model for living a frustrated life, and God gives us the grace to do just the opposite. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what did this meditation on Jonah cause you to think about? Any ways you're resisting God, his will in your own life?
That part is absolutely true, but it made me think about
It's not so much a problem I have, because I think I have the opposite problem, which is I'm more rash with my decisions. I jump at decisions. I want to decide quickly, and I just want to get on with my life. But I've talked with a lot of people that say the thing that holds them up in decision making is that they're worried that they don't know God's will, and that if they choose the wrong thing, they will fail to do God's will, and they'll mess up God's plan for their life or them or their vocation. They're going to choose the wrong thing, and that's just the end of the line. But I think Jonah's story is such a great example of no matter what choice you make, God can send a whale. I mean, when God has a good plan for you, you have free will and you can choose to resist his will. You can choose to go against his will, but there will always be a way to get back on that track.
Yeah.
Even if you're literally throwing yourself out into the sea, even if you're making the complete wrong decision, there is always a path back. I mean, God goes to these incredible lengths to get people right back on track. And we see that through the story of almost every single saint. So I think one of the greatest roadblocks is mentally in discernment. We tell ourselves that we'll get it wrong and God can do nothing about that.
Yeah, this is, we can fall into the trap. Some people, this is really a very good point. What we're talking about is making a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to making a good decision, every human will probably fall into one of three traps. Either a person will do what you said. They'll be rash. They'll just jump
mm-hmm.
before they think through it and get all the information. They just jump, make a decision.
Yeah.
And they find out, oh, whoops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one trap, to be rash, to leap before you look.
Mm-hmm.
The second trap to fall into is called indecision.
Yeah.
That you want to just gather information forever, but you don't want to make a choice
mm-hmm.
because you're afraid you won't make the perfect choice. Nobody can make a perfect choice.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually you have to make a choice because God will not choose for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to choose.
Yeah.
And then the third trap that people fall into is that we can make a choice, but we don't put it into action. We don't follow through.
Yeah.
So the first step in good decision-making is to recognize which trap we have a tendency to fall into. I'm like you. My tendency is to be rash. Know which trap, which bad habit you have. And then start to correct it. And really, there's a very simple three-step formula
mm-hmm.
to make good decisions. It's very simple. Step one, pray, ask God. Then gather all the relevant information possible. And be humble enough to seek wise counsel from others. That's step one. Gather all the information. But then, once you have a reasonable amount of information, make a decision. Just make a choice. And then third, you got to put it into action. Now, with those three steps, remember, God's providence is watching over all three. And if you have the right desire, I want to do your will, Lord. He's going to help you through that.
Yeah, that is enough.
He's got your back.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to choose, but he's got your back and he's going to work all things for good no matter what. So we don't have to have anxiety about the decisions we make.
As long as you want to do God's will.
Yeah. And he knows we're limited and imperfect, so we do the best we can and he takes care of the outcome. That makes sense?
Yeah. I hope God never asked to send a whale to stop me.
Oh, I've had to be swallowed by whales. But I got spit out on the shore and it all worked out.
So far, so good.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.